This programming is sponsored by Central Market's Weekday Meals with on-the-go breakfasts, oven-roasted sandwich meats, plus chef-prepared, ready-to-heat sides for dinner. More at centralmarket.com.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Governor Greg Abbott has just announced a second special session will begin today at noon. A proclamation from his office outlined 19 agenda items, largely similar to the agenda of the first special session, which adjourned this morning. Among those are flood relief measures and congressional redistricting. House Democrats broke quorum last session to protest the latter. It's still unclear when exactly they will return to the state. A tropical system that is currently in the southwestern Gulf now has a 50% chance of further developing into something more than a tropical low. Cameron Self is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says while the center of the storm is expected to stay well south of the Houston metro area, some of us can expect heavy rain today.
This system is bringing in some extra moisture, and so there is a somewhat higher potential today and tomorrow for some of those thunderstorms to be locally heavy, with the primary concern being localized flooding.
The Houston area overall is at marginal risk of flooding. Self says it's still tough to pinpoint exact locations for the most rain in the area, but there's a 50-50 shot that you'll see some of it. Houston ISD Superintendent Mike Miles touted big gains for the district at Thursday's school board meeting.
For the first time ever, when we started school on Tuesday, not one HIC student attended a failing campus.
In 2023, there were 121 D or F rated schools. Miles said that campuses rated A or B have more than doubled.
We have 80,000 students more attending A and B schools this year than they were 2 years ago.
The ratings are based largely on star test scores. An investigation is underway over who recently repainted the Be Someone sign over the North Freeway downtown. The iconic graffiti was originally painted over with a cryptocurrency advertisement. Back in June, though, someone painted Be Someone again over that advertisement. Multiple outlets report that a warrant is seeking to uncover the identity or identities of the people